We're now joined by author Ed Klein. He's a New York Times best-selling author. His newest book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Ed, great to have you here on WILS.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Yeah, and you've written many books on the Clintons, on Obama and the family there, and the feud between the two of them. Well, first of all, let me ask you this, because you know Hillary feels there are these haters out there. Have you ever personally liked the Clintons at any point?
Have I liked them?
Yeah.
That's not my job to like or dislike people. Yeah. I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist for an awfully long time. As you know, I was the foreign editor of Newsweek, the editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine. I've written for Vanity Fair, New York Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. My job is basically to investigate the facts and present them to my readers and let them make up their minds. Now, my feeling is that 58% of the American public that has been polled finds Hillary untrustworthy. Uh-huh. And about the same percentage, when asked what word comes to mind when we say Hillary Clinton, they say liar. So she has a real problem with her character, her trustworthiness, her sense of authenticity. Uh-huh. And that's something that I certainly have done a lot of reporting about.
Now, when you put her and Bill up against each other, how is it that she's so unlikable, as your book is titled, versus the way Bill Clinton seems to come off?
Well, that's an interesting question, because often people ask me, why did you write this book in the first place? And I say, here's a woman who's spent 40 years married to the best political animal in America. That's what Charlie Rose calls Bill Clinton, the best political animal in America. And yet she's absorbed very little of his talents as a political animal. Here's a woman who spent 8 years in the Senate and 4 years as Secretary of State. When asked by a TV interviewer, please tell us what you think your major accomplishments have been, had trouble coming up with a single accomplishment. And yet, here's a woman who is clearly on her way to getting the nomination of a major political party, the Democratic Party.
And so tell me this, being unlikable, should that be a factor in voters deciding if she's...
It always has been.
Yeah, but in terms of her ability to do the job, do you think that should be a key factor?
Well, it's very hard to do the job if you're not likable. It's hard to get people together. It's hard to get across the chasm of the political divide if your personality... For instance, we think of FDR, who has a very sunny, warm personality, or Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton. These are people who got things done partly because of their personality.
No, her and Bill both, they had a fairly, it seems like, difficult childhoods, right? I mean, they certainly weren't easy in different ways. What do you think has formed her personality this way, then?
I write about that in my new book, Unlikable. Her father, by her own testimony in her own books and other people who have written about him, was, I would call him, a sadist. He beat his sons. When Hillary forgot to put the cap on her toothpaste, he would throw it out into the open window into the snow and force her to go out and get it. When she came home with straight A's, he would say to her, well, that must be an easy school if you get straight A's. He was a very difficult, terrible man, and I think she tried to cover up for that and make believe that she had a happy family life, and that this covering up that she did early in her life, I think, continued when she married Bill Clinton. She's been covering up for him for the last 40 years and his philandering, and we often feel when we're listening to her that there's something behind what she's saying, that she's not entirely coming clean.
What is behind that, would you say?
I think there's a sense that she's doesn't really want people to see her, because I think she feels that if they do, they won't like her. And I think there's a sense that she always has to, even the email thing. So you stop to think of why in the world would a woman who's that smart, that experienced, and been around for so long think that having a private email server in the basement of your home, for crying out loud, was a good idea. Well, obviously she was trying to avoid scrutiny.
Talking to Ed Klein, author of the new book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary Clinton. So what you write about, too, in the book is her relationship with President Obama. What is the real nature of how they feel towards each other?
Well, the Obamas and the Clintons, to put it mildly, don't like each other. They have a personal dislike. Bill Clinton has said to Hillary, he does, about Obama, he doesn't like you and he despises me.
Mm-hmm.
Obama has said to friends whom I've interviewed, I don't want to be in the same room with that guy.
Was it because was it the election that did it? Or?
Well, I think it goes back to the 2008 primary battle between the two families in which all kinds of scurrilous things were said on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ideological. They don't really agree in terms of the platform of the Democratic Party. But I also think it's mostly, and this is something that hardly anybody ever writes about, a struggle between the Obamas and the Clintons over control of the Democratic Party and its apparatus,
mm-hmm.
its patronage, its commissions, its money.
Right.
And if the Clintons get back into the White House,
yeah.
I think Obama feels he'll be, barred from really having anything to say in the future.
Well, yet he brought her in as Secretary of State. What was the reasoning behind that, though?
My view of that, and I think I share this view with some people, is that his main motive, and this was urged upon him by David Axelrod, was to keep Bill Clinton quiet. As long as Hillary was in the administration,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was not going to criticize Obama.
Mm. Ed, tell me, what's the nature of the relationship between Hillary and Bill? Do they like each other?
I think, it's hard. That's an interesting word. Like, they don't live together. They live very, very separate lives. They're hardly in the same city at the same time. They occasionally come together for dinners or lunches, but they do lead very, very separate lives. On the other hand, they speak to each other frequently during the day, sometimes as many as a dozen times a day, all about politics. So they're in the business of politics. They're very much like those people, Claire and Frank Underwood in House of Cards. I mean, it's all about politics and power.
What is your sense? Do you think that she will end up being our next president?
I think she's a formidable candidate. I think the Clinton machine is a juggernaut. She's got huge amounts of money, organization, ground game, smart people around her. I think she's going to put up a ferocious fight. And it all depends finally on how good the Republican candidate is and whether he or she is a sunny, positive, forward-looking person who can reach beyond the Republican base, which is not big enough, to the public at large.
And what do you make of the many people that not only like her, but love her? I mean, there are a lot of supporters that adore Hillary Clinton.
Devoted, absolutely devoted, and have completely decided that no matter what she does, she's fine. Whether she lies about Benghazi, which I think I agree with Marco Rubio that she did, or whether she has been involved in one scandal after another, whether her emails, whether she really did only get rid of half of her personal emails.
Well, what is
all
it?
Of that,
yeah.
They don't care. They don't seem to care about that.
What is it they see in her, you think, that makes them adore her this way?
Quite frankly, I don't know. I think a lot of women obviously want to see a woman president. I think a lot of them love the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Clinton name is a very big draw. I think there's a lot of nostalgia for what happened in the 90s with Bill Clinton and balanced budgets and peace and prosperity and all that.
Well, one last thing, Ed. When she talks about the focus, the hatred towards her, and that in some ways, she says, explains her behavior and being protective, just everything she's gone through personally and politically. Does she have a right, do you think, to be a little wary?
Does any politician? I mean, all politicians have people who hate them. Mm-hmm. All politicians have ferocious enemies, political enemies. But Hillary personalizes it. She has Maureen Dowd, who is a liberal, and a columnist for the New York Times, has said that the Clinton Opposition Organization, that's the group that responds to any criticism of Hillary, she refers to it as the Clinton Slime Room. These are not my words. These are Maureen Dowd's words. And it's true. They are can be a very vicious set of people who will try to delegitimize, mm-hmm. and destroy anybody who has anything negative to say about Hillary.
Ed Klein, the New York Times best-selling book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Also fantastic books like Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas, and also The Amateur, Barack Obama in the White House. Ed, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.